Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. I had to make sure it was Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Me too, dude.
Trade deadline going on, so we'll keep you updated on if any breaking news happen. But I also want to keep you guys updated what's going on at the airports. I don't know if you guys seen them lines and all that stuff.
Yeah, man.
So
especially IAH. Like, yeah. It's not just airports generically. Here.
Yeah, yeah. Really here. So, So I got this clip from KPRC2. They were out there at IAH Bush. And you might have to wait about 3 hours to get through TSA.
Just through TSA.
And this is all due because the government shut down and all that stuff. So here's KPRC2 news with the story.
A disaster at Houston airports this morning. Bush and Hobby Airport seeing extremely long wait times. At Bush, that wait could exceed 3 hours. Now, because of the government shutdown, TSA staff who are working without pay are not showing up.
They are calling it a nightmare here at Bush Airport. As you said it, TSA wait times could exceed 3 hours. And that is what we're seeing here at Terminal E, where the line is actually outside in the drop-off area. So, yes, passengers here are frustrated. We talked to some. One woman actually was waiting 2 hours in line. And as we were standing there, she said, I'm leaving. She left, was going to hop in a car and drive to Dallas instead. She said today was her very first day on the job. Another woman said she had already been waiting for 3 hours and there was no way she was going to make her flight. And she said that she was going to have to just wait around because at this point, all the next flights are also getting booked up as well. A tough situation for so many people.
Man, that is tough.
It really is.
Hey, you're going to Dallas. You drive. You drive to Dallas.
I'm kind of curious.
At this point?
At this point, if you waiting, if you taking 3 hours to get just through TSA.
Yeah, you're driving.
Yeah, no, at that point, fair. I can't blame them people, though, that got that not getting paid for not showing up to work.
Oh, no way.
I remember in college, I used to work at a taco shop right off of campus, and there was another restaurant. It was one of those kind of little entertainment districts. There's a London restaurant a little further down. And one of the things I love about when you work at like a restaurant or one of those type of jobs is when y'all trade off and y'all kind of know the employees at the other place. Yeah. Man, the stories I heard about that place and their owner not paying. Oh. The dude ended up in jail because a check bounced when he went to go cash it. I heard that story. I walked right into my general manager. I said, look at me. Look at me in the eyes. The first time that a check bounces, I don't work here anymore. You understand that? So I can't imagine you getting that from the government job. Usually the government jobs are the good, steady ones.
Yeah.
That government job, that check's not coming through. I'm at home.
Oh, by the way, it's November. The holiday season is upon us.
Yeah, I feel bad. My wife got to travel later this month due to work. Mm-hmm. I guess they had some type of conference somewhere. And I thought about going, catching a flight. Nope, I'm not going anywhere for the rest of the year. I hate traveling during the holiday anyway.
Yeah.
Because it's always packed.
Did you see they might have to close down some airspace? Did you see the latest?
There aren't traffic controllers. Which honestly, please, like if the options are we just out here, I go in the air, or we just have less airspace. I would much prefer less airspace.
But like they're gonna have to shut down like a big chunk of air where these flights go.
Call your own fouls. Call your own fouls. Piloting is not what I wanted.
Keep your head on a swivel, pilots.
Hey, y'all do y'all thing out there. But
that is crazy.
Yeah, so just if you're traveling somewhere, man, just get there 3 to 4 hours early.
Now,
so
one thing I will say is you might end up in there not needing it. I saw Danielle Lerner. Obviously, she covers the Rockets for the Houston Chronicle and does a fantastic job at that. Obviously, the Rockets getting, you know, flying. Who would they have next again? I done forgot where their next game is, but they're on the road. So she had to get on a plane. She said she got to the airport real early, got there in 15 minutes.
Okay.
So sometimes it just, you know, it's up and down.
You got to be safe, better safe than sorry. 100%. Man. If you get there 3 hours early, you get through Coop, man, just chill.
Go get you a Cinnabon.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to be like the Macaulay Culkin. Or, I forgot the character name in Home Alone.
Kevin!
Yeah, McAllisters. They want to be like the McAllisters.
Oh, yeah.
Running through the airport like a sicko.
Mm-hmm. Damn, now I want a Cinnabon.
Why'd you say that?
I don't know. Because the only time I ever eat a Cinnabon is at the airport.
Yeah.
I never go get a Cinnabon from it. But when I'm at the airport, I'm like, damn, I want a Cinnabon.
You're darn right you do.
All right. Let me see if you want to try this. Oh. So let's get some Big Back activity going on.
Big Back.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you said that because I got the intro to this. Every time we talk about some type of weird food, I'm going to play this intro right here.
Big Back. Yeah, my back is loaded up with snacks and different foods. Squeeze into this tiny shirt, my big back has no room. Big back.
Make it stop.
Why is it so long?
Make it stop.
So Oreo decided to come out with a Thanksgiving cookies that tastes just like turkey and stuff. So this is pretty much like a remember those cookies that come in a little tin can?
Yeah, like circle? Actually holiday cookies.
Yeah. So that's what they got going on here. And some of the flavors they got. They got turkey and stuffing.
Nope.
Sweet potato.
Maybe,
you thought about it.
You could actually get me on the spot. I love sweet potato,
yeah, maybe.
Though, so.
Yeah, they got cream corn.
Nope.
Cranberry sauce.
Nope.
Actually, I'd be intrigued. I would be.
Pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And caramel apple pie.
Yes.
All right. So
what are they betting, 500?
Not even. Maybe 375, which honestly is still good batting average.
Yeah.
Yep. So you get 12 cookies and 6 Thanksgiving flavors for $20 plus shipping.
$20?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually not bad.
Hey.
For the Christmas tin, $20 gift. Although they have
You're going to give that to somebody?
I was going to say, although they would have to eat turkey and stuffing cookies.
I know what I'm getting Lopez for Christmas.
Hey, oh, God,
I got
no,
you, big
please
dog.
Please
don't. No, I will.
It'll stay right here.
It has been decided.
It'll stay right here.
No, it's not. I'm bringing this to the house.
It'll be on the front porch.
So you could go to Oreo.com if you want to order this.
I'd rather not.
Yeah, I was going to ask y'all if y'all want to kind of go in three ways and try to order this and try it on the air.
I don't. I do not, Figgy.
You don't want to try that pumpkin pie?
The turkey and stuffing has got me like, no way.
And the thing that upsets me is I guarantee you that the turkey and stuffing flavor that they got is not good turkey and stuffing flavor. It's probably like the worst iteration of turkey and stuffing flavor that they then transferred into cookie form, which is not the form that I should be tasting turkey and stuffing.
Yeah. So if you order it, let me know. Hit us up and let me know what you think about it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. So I've talked about this many times on this show, how some of my favorite things to watch on TikTok is the body cams from police officers.
Yeah.
And this one, I ran across this body cam from a police officer in Florida. So a lady was pulled over. She showed the
Florida, off, huh?
Florida, yeah. So you see where this is going already. That's already strike one. Yeah. So she showed the officer her license, but refused to give the officer her license. So
just
she
showed it to him.
She showed it to him, and it was a big back and forth going on. And here's the back and forth of the lady refusing it. Actually give the officer her license. Mm-hmm.
I will not hand you my license. I am not required to hand you my license.
Listen, I'm going
to
tell you what's going to happen is I'm going to call for a supervisor and he's going to tell you that you're going to give me your license. Got
no,
it?
No, okay. Sir.
And
I won't.
For the time being, because
with
listen
all
to me.
Due respect,
listen
sir.
To me. Listen to me.
No, sir.
Yes. Yes,
no,
ma'am.
Sir.
Right,
no,
out.
Sir.
I need you to step out. Yes.
You'll just have to wait a second.
No, I don't. It's not on your timing. It's on mine.
No, it's not,
there's
sir.
United States case law, Pennsylvania versus.
I don't care
listen.
What that
okay.
is.
You're going to jail for resisting if you don't get out of here.
That's my driver's license. I showed it to him.
Okay.
Because I'm driving a motor vehicle, I'm required to show you my license if you ask for it. But I don't have to give it to you. I don't ever hand anybody original documents in their hand.
Okay, lady.
She sounds like she knows what she's
at
talking
first,
about.
At first, it did sound like she had a good point. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
She was like, no, I don't care about none of them laws. I was like, okay, well, we might be losing ground
yeah,
here.
Yeah, a lot of people in the comments were saying, oh, she must have been looking at a TikTok lawyer.
Yeah, something like that. Yes.
Yeah, yes. Of course, a lot of people was calling her Karen, too.
Yeah.
But here's more from the officer and the Karen. And they finally got her out the car. And she still didn't give her the license.
I'm just saying, I know what my rights are.
Oh, there,
no,
that's
yeah, true. I'm certified good. In the state of Florida as an LEO officer. I know rights. I know case law. I know everything.
That's excellent. Because right now,
so I just don't understand.
He's violating my rights right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Explain to me how.
First of all, he lied to me saying that I have to hand my license over. No, I don't. I don't have to give it to him in
okay.
his hand. He wants
I,
to get
I didn't ask
for
your opinion. I asked how your rights are being violated.
I just
your
told
opinion.
You that's not an opinion. It's a fact. But it's okay.
Okay. I'm sorry you feel that way about how whatever you got going on with your original documents, but that's unfortunately not how it goes.
I know what the law is.
Okay.
I know my rights is always a telltale sign of some shenanigans.
Yeah.
I know
what
rights.
The law is.
All right, before you got more, I know, but before we go on, why do you think she is not willing to get? Is as simple as my document? I don't think it's that. I think once they get the license, then they run it. Whereas if you just show it to them, it's like, yes, I am who I say I am. I think she might have something in her past.
That's interesting. I hadn't gone that far. She does seem like she just decided, I'm not handing over my original documents.
That's the thing. If you watch the video, and you know, you can't judge a book by its cover. She could be a serial killer for all I know.
Quite possible.
But it seemed like she was just being a jerk.
Yeah. Correct.
Just being a jerk. She probably ain't got nothing on the record or anything. She was just being a jerk. She was real fidgety about, no, you can't touch my documents.
Yeah.
And it's just like, lady, this is
that's,
part
that's
of
her story.
Yeah,
but
it could be
gotta
something
be
else.
More there.
I like where you're going here. I think this is just as simple as I don't want to and you can't make me. Like some people have the audacity. I do not. Yeah. I actually am kind of not necessarily applaud, what's the right word? Envious of the people that do have the audacity to be like, I just don't want to.
Yeah.
Make me.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like just make be me. In that place.
Okay.
I do my favorite part about all of this, and I say favorite in like a morbid way, right? Or whatever. It's just the passive aggression that she could. Not only is she like, I'm not doing this, but she's incredibly passive aggressive as she does it. And again, I'm just like the audacity to be able to do that. Shout out to you.
Yeah. So this is the part I really wanted to get to. And remember, this is in Florida, right?
Yes.
So you heard the officer going back and forth trying to get this lady licensed so he could do his job and all that stuff. Just imagine going through all of this and somebody else, a pedestrian on the other side of the street, yelling at you, asking something, and kind of like, wait, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
So this actually happened. So the guy trying to figure out how to get this lady license, and here is a just a random person across the street decided to ask a question to this cop.
What is the legal process to get deputized? Because I'm quitting weed, but I also have I think it's misdiagnosis. Is there any possible way?
What are you talking about?
What is the legal process of getting deputized?
You can go to the sheriff's office and request for an application.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. I won't shake your hand because I'm conducting business, but that's the steps.
Yes, sir.
This place is not real sometimes.
Dude, he's having a day.
Some guy. Hey, what's the legal process of getting
deputized?
The guy was like, wait, what are you talking
Why
about?
Why are you
he
here?
He said, I just quit weed, so I'm trying to.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy was like,
Just
wait,
random.
What are you talking about?
This poor guy had to go home and have like five scotches or something.
My brain immediately was, what do you mean just quit weed? Like how recently? Because for you to walk up and add, how do those two things go together? I'm no longer a weed, so what do I need to do next? Become a deputy. Clearly, that is the next step on the Quentin Reed journey is becoming a deputized law enforcement officer. I don't make the rules. I just follow.
And you probably didn't hear this story at the end, but he walked away after he told the guy. The guy tried to shake his hand. He like, I can't shake your hand. I'm doing something right now. He walked away and said, this place ain't real. This place can't be real sometimes, man.
So how did it end up?
She ended up getting arrested. They put her in handcuffs and all that stuff. I'm not sure what she...
Maybe not resisting.
I think she was charged with, I guess what you call it when you don't listen to a cop, when you refuse to do something a cop tell you to. She was charged with that. I'm not sure she had anything on her record.
Yeah.
But they end up putting her in cuffs.
And by the way, shout out to KHOU 11, who has actually done the work on this, that, yeah, you actually do have to hand them license.
I thought that was common, man. Mm-hmm.
She sounded like she had a good case. For a second there, I was like, she might have a point. As long as I give you the information.
She flashed the license real quick, was like, here, but you can't touch it. She's like, wait, what? Like, where did you get this from?
Oh, I'm looking at it now.
So salute to her. Hopefully she ain't doing nothing wrong. I hope she ain't just being a jerk, man.
I really do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but and then before we get out of here, salute to a guy who played for the Magic by the name of Orlando Robinson.
Yeah, mm-hmm. See, I saw this.
Yeah, so he's probably, I don't know if he's the first person in history, but he's a player that have both of his names on the jersey.
Yes.
So you got Orlando on the front and then Robinson on the back.
He's definitely the first Orlando to have played for the Orlando Magic. Like, I know that for certain, and I believe if memory serves, he is the first person to have both names on his jersey, as you mentioned, Orlando on the front.
I thought that was kind of fly.
Mm-hmm. That is kind of dope. Like that. His jersey, I feel like he's just going to, let me get a whole bunch of these.
Let me get two jerseys.
Right.
Frame them both. One side say Orlando.
That's perfect.
The back say Robinson.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, why frame them? Just go ahead and get you a mannequin, have that thing rotate in the house. You know what I mean? Like, do it up big.
Yeah.
Do it up big. All right, yeah. That is a mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. 713-572-4610 if you think that we should do the Thanksgiving Oreo cookie challenge, because it seems like there's people that are like, nah, y'all got to do it. Let me know. 713-572-4610. We'll see if we make that happen.
They got a couple flavors y'all like or intrigued by, though.
That's true.
We'll see. All right. But yeah, at the Figgy Fig on social media, if you also see something that is mixtape worthy or particularly Big Back for that new segment that apparently is happening. All right. Coming up next, we'll get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. We'll see if there's any other movement in the trade deadline. And speaking of the trade deadline, I do want to ask this. Would you have done this trade if you were the Texans? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.